What does it mean for the church to be the church in times of crisis? Jesus likens the role of the church to that of salt, an influencing agent for everything it contacts. This is our calling, to find ourselves wrapped up in the story of God, becoming an influencing agent in all we encounter. Welcome to Common Prayer.
Good morning, friends. It is Thursday, May 7th, and it is another episode of Common Prayer. I had this interesting encounter that I think kind of encapsulates this moment a little bit. I was talking with my oldest daughter, who's eight, and we were talking a little bit about this quarantine thing, and she was just processing all these kind of big emotions that she's been going through, particularly really kind of missing her friends, missing her school, her teacher. She's getting really frustrated with school online, although her teacher's doing a tremendous job. But it's interesting because I moved from this encounter where my oldest daughter is really feeling this like dissonance to the moment and wanting a return to that normalcy. And then a little later in the day, I talk with my youngest daughter, who's four, and you know, she kind of looks at me and she says, "Daddy, I just love that we're all together." And it's this kind of weird moment where we're caught in this, you know, I should say these two encounters really seem to encapsulate so much of the paradox of this moment, right? Like there's a sense that this has afforded us a chance to slow down, but also, I mean, the fallout of this is just so dramatic and so difficult to wrap our heads around. And we find ourselves in that sort of confusion. And, I hope that you're navigating that well. Again, it seems like it's a day-by-day thing for me as I try to figure this out. And so often it just takes those small moments to pray, to center myself back in the things of the Lord. And that helps to help me push through these moments. So I hope that you're able to find some solace through this all as well. You know, we've almost reached the conclusion of this 2 weeks spending our prayers in the Beatitudes, particularly looking at this opening address of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount. And before we read the text for today, I want to just situate us a little bit one more time in the text and what Jesus is doing in this moment. You know, in chapter 4, Jesus announces the availability of the kingdom of God. It says that the kingdom of heaven is here, or it has come near, and that meaning proximity, not chronology. And then right after that, he begins to call his first disciples. He begins to form this new community that will embody this kingdom of God. And then as that goes, as that news spreads, this collection of all sorts of different people, it says large crowds from the Galilee, Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and the region across the Jordan begin to follow him. And so then Jesus takes this big crowd with the disciples right there, and he begins to teach them. And as we've been looking at, he begins to communicate this sort of message of the reordering of society through the Beatitudes, right? All these grand reversals where the poor, receive the kingdom of heaven, those who mourn are comforted, the meek inherit the earth. I mean, all these kind of reversals of the way we assume the world operates. And then after this section, starting in verse 17 of chapter 5, he's going to begin to define what it means to live into the kingdom of God here and now. And he's going to say some really radical things like the centrality of loving our enemies, the centrality of giving up anger, of not letting that be the thing that rules your life, of turning the other cheek. I mean, all these things that define what life and this new community would be. And so it's no surprise that right kind of in this transition statement in chapter 5, 13 through verse 16, you see Jesus kind of giving some framework that we can use to understand the role and the posture of this new community. And so he says something like this. He says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot." Now, we can't overlook the fact that Jesus has said and is about to say how to live into the kingdom of God. Like this, the way in which we become the salt of the earth is by embodying the very nature of the kingdom that he's going to spend three chapters on. It can be so easy to make these kind of clever statements by Jesus, but to do that really misses the complexity of this metaphor that he's drawing. You see, the text kind of fundamentally, this idea of being the salt of the earth, and tomorrow Kathy will lead us through what it means to be the light of the world, at its kind of core, It is encouraging us to reimagine our role in the world as God's agents of redemption. Again, we are participating with God in his mission on earth. And so this is the work of the kingdom of God. As he transforms us internally, this new life flows out of us, and we begin to live out this radical reordering of the way the world operates. Jesus says, you are the salt of the earth. And you know, this idea of salt, it has so many nuances to it. I mean, salt at its core is an influencer, that it influences everything it touches. It purifies things. It was added to the Old Testament sacrifices to uphold the covenant. It flavors things as seasoning. It functions as a preservative. I mean, salt in any capacity is an influencer. And so it shapes the world. It gives influence to it. And Jesus says, you are the salt of the earth. He says, when you begin to live out this kingdom reality, this radical reordering of the way the world operates, you will influence the world. He says, you are the salt of the earth. But this command, or this really not even command, but a description of who we are, is paired with this concern, this judgment that if salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. And so how does salt lose its saltiness in the way that Jesus is talking about? Well, I think it is when we lose our focus on the mission of God. When we begin to recognize that what Jesus is about to describe, the instructions in which he gives as to how his kingdom operates throughout the rest of the Sermon on the Mount, when those things are tossed aside or not taken seriously, you lose your saltiness. And he says, salt that isn't salty, that's insipid, at any point, it's worthless. It's worthy to be trampled down, to be tossed aside. See, Jesus is calling us to be a faithful presence of influence and impact to those around us. It's Jesus calling us to reorder our own very lives around the announcement of the kingdom of God, because it's through our reordering of our life that we then influence and impact the world around us. And Jesus says, that is what it means to be the salt. That's what it means that you are the salt of the earth. And so I think for us, the question becomes then, how are we embodying these elements? Do we see ourselves as those who are adding flavor to the world? We're adding beauty. We're creative and innovative to find solutions for the brokenness of the world. How are we as preservatives? Do we find ourselves championing life in all its capacities? Are we that preservative? Are we bringing about this sort of influence that God has called us to? So today I want to spend some time in prayer on some of those questions. I want us to consider that God is calling us to be this influence, this salt of the earth, and yet so often we lose track or lose focus of what he is stepping or calling us to step into. And so let's begin by again settling into your chair. Maybe if you're walking again, you begin to just pay attention to the rhythm of your feet. I invite you to take a few deep breaths, maybe utilizing a breath prayer to help remind you that God is present with us. It's Jesus who says, you are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. Maybe to begin, I want you just to consider and help allow the Holy Spirit to highlight the ways in which God may be calling you to be salt. Where is it right now in the midst of this confusing time that God has provided you a sphere of influence where you can bring that saltiness, that influencing power to preserve, to flavor? Where is it that God has enabled that for you? Maybe it's a coworker, a friend, a a family member, a neighbor, a cul-de-sac? Where has God placed you to be an influencer? To be something that impacts what it encounters? Now I want to invite you to ask the Holy Spirit to assess where you are on this. Where do you see yourself as that? Do you sense that you have been faithful to this radical reordering of the world called the kingdom of God? Are there ways that you have avoided embodying this message? Allow the Holy Spirit to bring those things to your mind now. Now I invite you to ask the Holy Spirit for maybe one small step you can do tomorrow or today. What is the one thing the Spirit may be inviting you into? And as that gets highlighted in your mind, ask the Spirit for the resolve to carry that through. Where can you be a greater impact on those who are near you? Where can you bring a flavor of life, a zest for life? Where can you bring this preservative nature of salt that continues to impact and influence things for the better? Jesus says, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. Church, may we find ourselves caught up in the mission of God. And may you have eyes to see the way that God is calling you to impact those around you. May you be attentive to the means that God has provided you to be an influencer to the world around you.
Well, thanks for listening today. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. It's hosted by our Generations pastor, Kevin Sneed, with original music by Brandon Passion, our worship pastor. Be sure to check back daily for more episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening.